Now, you mentioned previously that tension wasn't such a big thing at Bell Hollow, but when you came to East Lincoln, it was.
After about the third or fourth year, the first year, everybody was very nervous. And the teachers, students, everybody was really nervous because no one knew what to expect. I guess I was one of the few people that had been involved with black students before the high school opened. And
so this is the first year.
That's the very first year of East Lincoln High School, and it was a very uneasy situation. But there was not a whole lot of tension. Where the tension developed was 3 or 4 or 5 years after that, after everybody had been together for a while, and the tension that really arose at East Lincoln High School came from what we call the T&I boys, which are your good old boys, the rednecks and the carpentry classes and the bricklayer masonry classes, and some of the more outspoken militant black types. And there was a lot of tension between those two groups particularly.
Mm-hmm. One. How did that manifest itself? Fights,
threats, people walking the halls, no one knowing what to expect, staring at each other, one group standing on one side of the hall staring, another group standing in the cafeteria staring. You were expecting something to break out constantly. By that time, I was assistant principal there, and I was right in the middle of all of it, because even though I was still coaching, I still had to be the disciplinarian and be between the groups, and that was the unsettled time.
And do you remember any specific incidents where it maybe went even further than?
Well, we had a boy come in one morning with a pickup truck with a rebel flag flying on the back, and we had some of the more outspoken, bigger blacks that were not involved in athletics. The athletes usually were not involved in these kinds of things because the coaches kept pretty close rein on the athletes. But these were people that were not athletes, but they were still outspoken, more militant type. And they went to take the flag off the truck, and we had a Donnybrook in the parking lot. Called law, had to separate everybody. 8 or 10 people were arrested and hauled off to jail and suspended from school for 10 days. Parents were very concerned about safety factors and those kinds of things. And That was one thing that comes to mind immediately. There were two or three others things that happened over the course of those, I would say, the middle years, because it wasn't at the start. It was after everybody had been together and for 5 or 6 years, to where there were some animosity built up, some hard feelings.
So do you think, why do you think it was that it took 4 or 5 years?
Well, I've thought about it a lot. I think a lot of it had to do, I had the family, I'm sure that you've seen the videotape.
Yeah, I just put this on.
Say it now.
Talking about why it took 4 or 5 years for
I'm sure you've seen the videotape of the guy in Greensboro when the Ku Klux Klan marched, of the guy standing over the man, pulling the trigger, shooting him on tape. Mm-hmm. I had that family in my school. I had his son in school. I had 3 or 4 very prominent Ku Klux Klan members in that school, parents in the school. And a lot of it was directed at those kids because they were in the T&I department. And
what does T&I mean?
Trade and industry. Carpentry and brick masonry. They were a group of kids that came to school to learn a trade. They stayed together. They had a 3-hour block of classes in the morning, and they stayed together all day long. And most of them were physically big. And
are these black kids? Or
these white kids. They were physically big, and most of them were pretty physical anyway, and had grown up on the farm, grown up around construction, and were not afraid to fight. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew that. And Some of the blacks that moved in came from Baltimore and DC and that area and came down, and they were more militant, more outspoken than some of the blacks that were native to here, and it was just a clash. I'm not really sure sometimes that it was as much black and white as it just was a clash between people. But it happened, and there never, the thing that always bothered me about the integration situation, there, you and I, if I were black and you were white, you and I couldn't have a disagreement, and you and I couldn't get in a fight. There'd always be 15 on each side.
Oh.
You know, I'd get my buddies and you'd get your buddies, and then we'd all go stand to each other and point fingers in the hall, you know, two people couldn't have a disagreement and have a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was always a crowd on each side, and that was what was the scary part of it, because you were always dealing with something that could blow up, even though it didn't a lot of times, but it could have, and if it had, it would have been bad.
Mm-hmm.